Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 6 of Gotham, Spirit of the Goat, written by Ben Edlund and directed by TJ Scott. Okay, I'll say it. Spirit of the Goat is a big improvement for Gotham. The story is still ridiculous and the show still treats silly ideas way too seriously, but this episode is a better job of showing what this show can be. It's a little more focused than it's been in the past. There's nothing about the mob war this week, and though it's yet another Case of the Week episode, it does a lot of good work with... Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 6 of Gotham, Spirit of the Goat, written by Ben Edlund and directed by TJ Scott. Okay, I'll say it. Spirit of the Goat is a big improvement for Gotham. The story is still ridiculous and the show still treats silly ideas way too seriously, but this episode is a better job of showing what this show can be. It's a little more focused than it's been in the past. There's nothing about the mob war this week, and though it's yet another Case of the Week episode, it does a lot of good work with shining a bit of light on Harvey Bullock's character. Donald Logue is one of the strongest assets in the cast the show has, so it's great to see him get a little bit more of a spotlight. While there's time to develop Gordon, he's already been established as a somewhat dull protagonist, a sort of cipher for the weirdness around him. Bullock is more dynamic, more interesting, and it's just more fun to be around. The idea that Bullock was once a lot like Gordon is actually one of the best things the show has done thus far. It shows what Gotham does to people, how the corruption and greed and crime in the city just eats at you after a while. It's a depressing thought, and I think we're to believe that maybe Gordon can break that cycle, but it might be more interesting to see him follow the same path as Bullock. Watching Gordon become more jaded and more cynical as the show goes on would likely be more interesting than seeing Gordon being the White Knight taking care of business until Batman shows up. The stuff outside of the main Bullock-Gordon plot didn't do much for me this week, unfortunately. The scenes with Nygma flirting with a woman named Kristen Kringle, ugh, were kind of pleasantly weird, but pretty inconsequential, and Alfred, Bruce, and Selina spent another week on the sidelines. The episode's end, however, was very fun and had me excited to see what comes next, with Cobblepot revealing he's alive at the police station. How this will